ورسوله، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، ألا وهي القلب، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conditioned every human being, made it part of the psychological makeup. No father or mother really has to instill in their child the desire to become successful. Naturally, as maturity comes, as a level of understanding comes, every human being is wired in this way, that he wants to become successful, wants to be safe from failure. You look at the schools, you look at the universities, you look at the businesses, whether it is farming, whether it is agriculture, whether it is commerce, every direction. Person is working 9 to 5, somebody is running a big business, people are doing investments, people are getting up every morning and going through a great deal of effort. Behind all this is one primary goal: I want to become successful. I want to be saved from being looked at as a failure. So this issue is such an important issue that it governs the very basis of the effort of the lives of every person from cradle till the grave. So obviously, Quran, Hadith, our Shariat is not going to be silent on such a matter. In fact, if you look throughout Quran, there is perhaps no other topic on which this point is driven over and over and over again. What is success and what is failure? Ironically, my respected brothers, this is where the problem lies. Your effort, your endeavor, the life, the abilities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you are never ever going to be utilized correctly to make you successful if you don't understand what is success. Problem today is most of us don't understand in reality what is success. What is failure? How do you decide somebody was successful, somebody was a failure? Does it mean when he died, if he had a big bank balance, was driving a fancy car, was wearing the latest clothing, was living in a palatial home, is that the definition that person was successful? And if the man was living in a hut and he didn't have a roof over his head, does it mean that he died as a failure? This may sound very crass when you're hearing it like that, but the reality, take the thermometer and look inside. What is our concept in reality of what is success and failure? Who is a successful person? Who is a failure? The man riding a rickshaw doesn't have a car, he has to walk, his clothing is tattered and torn. We may say that has nothing to do with success and failure, but what is the belief in the heart? How do we quantify it? If you look in society today, the whole basis of society is this. The entire classification has become this. We have in our minds classification, top class, VIP, then you get VVIP, then you get middle class, then you get lower class. This classification, to a very large extent, whether we like it or not, is based on what? On the person's financial ability. If he's a top earner, top class. If he's in amongst the top 500, then VVIP. Middle class person in society is considered to be who? A middle income earner. Low class, low income earner. Our entire thinking has become this. Like the poet puts it, he says, يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَضَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَقَشَّرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا. He says, the poor man walks and the whole world is against. He sees the hatred. He sees the man in which you scoff at him, you look down upon him, you don't take him seriously, you don't give him a second glance. If he's blocking the road while you're driving, you get upset. You in your heart have no real respect or space for that individual. Why? Because of his poverty. He hasn't committed any crime. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. The one in whose hands are the key to all wealth, Allah says, when it comes to the distribution of wealth, who is poor, who is rich, it has got nothing to do with you. Not your intelligence, not your business acumen, not your financial prowess, not a biological accident, which family you were born, or what the financial status of your family or society was. When it comes to the distribution of wealth, Quran gives us one principle. مَا نَشَاءَ لِمَن نُرِيدُ. Allah says, we give to whom we want, to the extent that we want. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. We open the door to wealth to whoever, for whoever we want. وَيَقْدِرْ. We put in poverty whom we want. This is our imtihan room, our examination room. That distribution is not in your control. So for you to allot respect or recognition on the basis of that, who are you actually challenging? So that poor man, he senses the disdain, the lack of respect. لَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ. He hasn't committed any crime. Poverty is not a crime. It's Allah's distribution. But such is this drive of batil, such is this drive of this propaganda machinery of this world. The promise which shaitan took, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that, oh Allah, I am going to beautify this world for them. I'm going to bamboozle them with it. I'm going to blind them. I'm going to make them drunk. They will lose their senses. Dunya, 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 paisa, 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 shohrat, izzat, dolat. Behind these altars, they'll give everything. Their lifeblood will be for that. Shaitan took a qasam and oath. Anbiya came with a different message. Unfortunately, we can see which direction society is going. Like the poet puts it crudely, he says, this mentality has even reached the animals. You see a dog, when it comes to a rich man, stretches out its forepaws, wags its tail. And when it comes to the vagabond or the poor man, grinds its teeth, starts barking and chases him. So what's the underlying message that this mentality or this thinking to allot respect and recognition on the basis of that which is superficial, that which is external, that which is outside, this is in fact the mentality of a dog. Human beings are supposed to possess superior intellect. Our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look at the emphasis that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed on this issue. Don't be deceived by what is apparent. There are two fields of effort to attain success. One is the message of shaitan and society and batil, that success is external, success is superficial. Make effort on dunya, you will become successful. Fail in your effort on dunya, you will be unsuccessful. Message of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, don't be deceived by the dunya. Don't be deceived by what is external. The medan and field of effort is internal. Insan ki qeemat andar ke sarmaya se bante hai, bahar ke sarmaya se nahi bante. The value of this human being, whether he is successful or a failure, in Allah's court, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will be gauged by what is inside, not what is outside. What suit you are wearing, what car you are driving. You know, like you get the number 1, add a 0 in front of it, it becomes 10. Add another 0, it becomes 100. Add another 0, it becomes 1000. And you can carry on adding zeros, it will keep increasing exponentially. Take the 1 out. Take the 1 out and all those zeros become 0. Take Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of the equation. And if you don't believe it now, you don't accept it now, by the qasam of my Allah, when the time of your departure from this world comes, then you will see this. That how big that investment was, how advanced the future financial planning was, how many investments you made, how big that bank balance was, what car you were driving, what house you were living in, what type of lavish wedding ceremonies you had, all that, take the 1 out. The reality will dawn at the time of mort, everything was 0, useless. Success, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. In Arabic, the word success, the word for it is فَوْز, فَلَاح. These are terms which translate to success. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Even if you don't understand Arabic, you can see the emphasis. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the great success. Did you please Allah? Did you find Allah? And Allah is found not externally, what is internal. I digressed earlier. Our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Jumu'ah, unfortunately time is very limited. But very beautifully, two incidents occurred, or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, beautifully illustrate this point to us. Don't fall into the trap of what is external. First hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْمَهْدِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثَةٌ. He said, in the cradle, miraculously, Allah gave three babies the ability to speak. Famous, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ أَتَانِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا ذَلِكَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ. Quran mentions that entire incident to us. So he said this was one baby that spoke in the cradle. Another baby was Sahibu Juraij. I'm not going into the detail, is not pertinent to what we're discussing. The third, understand this, this child's name is not even taken. Its progeny is not even mentioned. So in other words, not necessary for you to even know who this child was. But Allah gave this child the ability to speak from the cradle. Why? What was so important? The incident Rasulullah mentions. The mother is suckling.